So we mentioned that tzitzis are like a lock of hair. But it's a little bit more than that. Because tzitzis are actually made up of two component parts. There's the knots and the windings. And then there's the strings. That's called the gdil and the anaf. What's the difference, or what's the message? Rav Hirsch explains something so powerful. When we're talking about our relationship with Hashem, first things first, it needs to be tight. There needs to be a connection. There need to be rules. There need to be boundaries. There's a system. It's not just free flow and personal expression. And that's the first part of the tzitzis. The knots and the windings, which is really meant to be the first third of the whole length of the strings. You're tied tight. There's a tight, hard, fast connection. That's representative of Torah, of mitzvahs, of the whole system of halacha. Where there's a structure, there's a framework, and yes, there's a certain sense of rigidity as well. Once a person has internalized that, once a person is part of that system, they're bought in, they're committed, they're doing what they need to do, then personal expression kicks in. Then there's free flow. Then you have the free-flowing strings at the end. Were it to be the other way round, I don't know what tzitzis would look like, it would be completely chaotic. Everyone would just kind of go away and do their own thing. Then hopefully they'd all join up at the end again together. This way, everyone's joined at the beginning. We're all part of the same system. Then, and only then, do people express their individuality, their personality, their unique Sherish and Neshama, that which Hashem put them into the world for, because we're not all meant to be the same. Of course not, otherwise Hashem wouldn't have had to create all of us as individuals. Distinct, unique, each one with their own blend of talents, abilities, capabilities, kaychas and nefesh. So first we're tied tight, then we flow free. There's another idea as well. And this really also comes out of what we were saying yesterday about tzitzis sprouting out of the garment. What is tzitzis? It's an appendage to the garment. Imagine you're living a couple of thousand years ago, Roman times, or maybe even before, you'd wear a toga, you'd wear a tunic. And it was made out of a four-cornered piece of cloth. If you were non-Jewish, you wore a piece of cloth and you wrapped it round, you folded it round, as was customary. But if you were a Jew, you had tzitzis on four corners. Meaning where the rest of the world finishes off, the Jew keeps on going. The end of the garment is really, that's the natural conclusion of things. But a Jew isn't fazed or limited by the laws of nature, by natural conclusions. We just keep on going. Lamala minateva. Perhaps that's why, with eight strings on each corner, four doubled over to eight. Because it's lamala minateva. To teach us that when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, there are boundaries and there are limitations. When it comes to our relationship with the world, there are no boundaries and there are no limitations whatsoever. There has to be an order, there has to be a structure, and then we can really grasp it.